This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone and inaugurated multiple development projects worth over 6,700 crore rupees from his parliamentary constituency Varanasi yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister emphasized that development projects pertaining to education, skill development, sports, healthcare, and tourism, among other sectors, have been presented to Varanasi, which will not only improve quality of life of the people, but also create employment opportunities for the youth. Mr. Modi highlighted that the government has initiated a huge campaign for infrastructural development in the country in the last 10 years with objective of improving services for the people and generating jobs for the youth through investments. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, who was also present at the event, expressed gratitude to the Prime Minister for presenting this Diwali gift of development to the people. The Prime Minister also inaugurated tourism development works of Buddhism-related areas in Sarnath. He also launched multiple other initiatives like tourism development works at Banasur Temple and Gurudham Temple and beautification and redevelopment of parks. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the R.J. Shankar Eye Hospital in Varanasi in the presence of Jagatguru Sri Shankar Vijendra Saraswati Swamigal of Kanchi Kamkoti Peetham, Tamil Nadu. Speaking at the event, Prime Minister Modi announced that the government will add 75,000 more medical seats in the next 5 years to further strengthen healthcare infrastructure in the country. The Prime Minister listed out various initiatives of the central government in healthcare, providing cheap and affordable treatment to people. He cited the establishment of over 5,500 Ayushman Arogya temples in Purvanchal in the last 10 years, which have made medicines more affordable, reducing average spending on drugs by 25%. During the event, the Kanchi Shankaracharya lauded Prime Minister Modi's development efforts. In Jammu and Kashmir, 6 non-local labourers were killed and 4 others were injured when terrorists attacked a private company's labourer camp in Gagangir area of Ganderbal district. The injured were taken to a sub-district hospital in Kangan town, from where the critically injured were shifted to SKIMS hospital in Srinagar city. The private company is engaged in building a tunnel from Gagangir area to Sonamarg tourist resort to make the Srinagar Sonamarg an all-weather road. Meanwhile, Union Home Minister Amit Shah has termed the terror attack on civilians in Gagangir in Jammu and Kashmir as a despicable act of cowardice. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that those involved in this heinous act will not be spared and will face the harshest response from our security forces. The AJSU party, an ally of the NDA in Jharkhand, released its first list of 8 candidates for the assembly elections in the state. Party Chief Sudesh Kumar Mahato will contest from Sili in constituency, while senior leader Lambodar Mahato was given the Gomia assembly seat. This decision was taken in party parliamentary board meeting in Ranchi. In Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand scripted history as the Sophie Devine-led side clinched their maiden Women's T20 World Cup title after beating South Africa by 32 runs at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium in Dubai. Chasing a target of 159 runs set by New Zealand, South Africa made 126 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And that's the end of this news bulletin.